Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 24 of Jonah. Today's title is No Right to Be Angry. Charles Spurgeon said, "We think that we do well to be angry with the rebellious, and so we prove ourselves to be more like Jonah than Jesus." Timothy Keller said, "Unless Jonah can see his own sin and see himself as living wholly by the mercy of God, he will never understand how God can be merciful to evil people and still be just and faithful." Our text today is Jonah 4:4. The Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry about this?" When Jonah expresses his anger and his desire to die, God asks a great question. Is it right for you to be angry about this? One commentary provides this translation of God's question. Is the anger you have causing something good to happen? There is no possible way that Jonah could answer yes to that question. Jonah never gives a reply, and his future actions reveal the continued stubbornness in his heart. By asking this question, God is displaying his loving grace and tender mercy. God's question allows Jonah to examine his own heart to discover the reasons why he is angry. God is extremely patient and kind. God extends his love to save the evil Ninevites, and that same God gives Jonah time to cool down from his anger so he can examine the sinful thoughts behind his actions. It's interesting to note the word God uses for angry in his question. The Hebrew word is chara, which means to burn or be kindled with anger. God knows that Jonah's heart is burning with anger. It's one thing to quickly get angry and then realize you're wrong, but Jonah's anger has slowly kindled to the point that it is now fully ablaze. How does a prophet of God allow his heart to burn with anger at the sight of souls being saved? It's one thing to be apathetic about soul winning. It's quite a different to burn with anger in opposition to God saving an entire city. Howard Hendricks makes this profound statement about Jonah's anger. Jonah was an AWOL prophet. At the beginning, he is absent without leave. In the end, he is angry without love. It's dangerous to have a good theology about God in your head that never gets down to your heart. If all we know about God remains head knowledge, then our hearts won't be surrendered to his will. To see God for who he is, God must transform our hearts. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." And what you say flows from what is in your heart. Peter writes these words in 1 Peter 3:15, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect." One translation reads, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." The Greek word used here for sanctify is hagiazo, which means to dedicate, set apart, make holy, treat with reverence and honor. Peter is stating that we must give God a special place of honor in our hearts. We will worship God as the Lord of our lives when we have set him apart as holy in our hearts. The heart is the source of everything in your life. Our hearts provide the motive for our actions. So anger cannot show up in our actions if we give no room for it in our hearts. Jonah allowed anger to kindle in his heart. If the prophet's heart had been set on God, he would have known that he had no right to be angry over lost people being saved. Questions. What does Jonah's anger say about his heart? How can you guard your heart from thoughts that are outside the will of God? examine your own heart today and ask God to help you love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Meditate on the following scriptures to guide your heart towards God. Mark 12:29-31 reads, Jesus answered, "The most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." James 4:8-10 read, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you." Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for the great commandment. Teach us how to keep it so that we can keep the main thing. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.